Asia. Universities. The strange death of liberal arts. Why many young Asians are no longer studying history.
With cannons on campus, its own Qing Dynasty wall, and the first Dutch fort in Taiwan nearby, National Chung Kung University seems an appealing place for a budding historian. However, after a first round of applications, no students had accepted places in the history department for next year. It is a shock for the university, ranked third in Taiwan, but it is part of a broader trend. In much of East Asia, universities face a demographic crisis. In Japan, the population of 18-year-olds has been declining since the 1990s. In Taiwan, the undergraduate population has dipped by more than a quarter in the past decade. Experts in South Korea talk of an enrollment cliff, as 3.6 million students in 2020 fell to 3 million last year. This has hit humanities and social sciences departments hard. Faced with a more uncertain economic environment than their parents, students want to study subjects that will lead to well-paid jobs. These are mostly in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM. Private universities, which educate most students in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan, often depend on tuition fees and therefore most need to adapt to students' wishes to stay afloat. In South Korea, 18 private universities have closed for good since 2000. Governments are also keen on STEM subjects. In Taiwan, new academies at 12 universities train young people to work in the semiconductor sector and other high-tech fields. In the past 2 years, 126 institutions in Japan have applied for a government subsidy to focus on digital and green technology. What could be done? Universities have managed to increase foreign student numbers, but not enough to offset demographic decline. But efforts to increase the rate of university going among locals could still bear fruit. In Japan, the growth in female students has meant that the university population increased slightly from 2012 to 2022. In Singapore, the number of students continues to rise, even as the traditional university age population is falling, through policies which encourage older student cohorts to enroll. Singapore's government, while fond of STEM subjects, also stresses the importance of social sciences and the humanities for policymaking. The number of students in those faculties is growing.